welcome to Spook Night on 103.9 WLEN. We have a great selection of deliciously spooky stories submitted by you, our WLEN listeners. As you listen to our Spook Night featured stories, you may want to keep a light on. Or don't. Enjoy.
This Spook Night feature is being brought to you by McDonald's of Adrian and Hudson.
When I was a young child, we stayed in a creepy old log cabin for vacation one year. I was about 5 or 6 years old at the time. My mom would sleep in the spare room with me because my dad snored so loud. There were a set of twin beds in the room, my mom in one bed and I in the other. I vividly remember waking up in the middle of the night to a full shadow of a person next to the door of the room closest to where my mom was sleeping. I did not feel scared. In fact, I chose this time to get up and get myself a snack. As I made my way to the kitchen, the shadow followed me. I could see him on the walls in the dark. Being so young, I don't think I comprehended what was actually happening, so I just went back to bed. The next night, when we were getting ready for bed, my mom had us all sleep in with my dad. Each and every night that we were there for the rest of our vacation, we slept with Dad. I remember trying to tell my mom about the ghost friend I had seen, but they thought he was something I made up or that I was just being silly. 18 years later, we were going through some old family photos and we came across a picture of the creepy old cabin. I asked my mom if she remembered me telling her about my ghost friend that I had encountered. She said she got goosebumps. She mentioned feeling very uncomfortable, like she was being watched. I can't explain what really happened in that cabin, but I have been a believer in ghosts ever since.
McDonald's of Adrian and Hudson wishes you a happy and safe Halloween. This Spook Night feature is being brought to you by Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton.
It was July 15th, my brother's 40th birthday, and his wife was throwing him a surprise party. It was a day and night full of fun activities, and I was going to be a guest at their home that evening. I set up the air mattress in the basement where it was cool and out of the way. After a fun day of good music, great company, and delicious food, the night had come to an end. After our goodbyes, most of the guests left. My brother and his family all went to sleep. After about an hour of watching TV, I decided to call it a night. I turned off the lights and I fell asleep. At some point in the middle of the night, I could hear somebody walking. Now, the basement is a place where they did their laundry, and sure, they had a family room, but I was sleeping in the middle of it. But they also had an extra refrigerator where they kept most of their beverages. I didn't think much of it at first. But when the person didn't turn a light on, I decided to sort of shift my body and look around to see if I could see who had walked down the stairs. Now, the basement is pitch black, so you can't see very much. But I can see a figure standing there. And it resembled the size of both my nephew and my brother, especially from my position, which was on an air mattress on the floor. I figured it was my nephew, playing a trick on me just to see what I'll do. So I say to him, "Brian, what are you doing?" There's no response, but the figure just stands there. So I ask again, "Brian, what do you want?" There's no response, and again, no movement. So I finally say, "Ryan, quit messing around. Go to sleep." The figure walks off and goes into the laundry room. At this point, I realize someone's just coming to grab a drink and going back upstairs. But I'm still a little creeped out that no one responded. So I just lay there silently and listen to figure out what this person is doing. And after what felt like a couple of minutes, the figure appears again, but walks right up the stairs. And I can hear the footsteps on the wooden stairs. The next morning over breakfast, I tease my nephew and ask him what he was up to, which he tells me he did not wake up and he has no idea what I'm talking about. Now my brother and his family all look at me and figure I'm the one playing the trick. I describe the situation over and over again, but no one wanted to believe me. Over the years, we would often laugh about how my niece would often say as she played in the basement that there was always a man down there with her. But as adults, we just laughed it off because, you know, kids, they're super imaginative, and they often have invisible friends. A few years later, I end up buying the house for my brother. At this point, I've completely forgotten about the experience on his 40th birthday. Late one evening, after a day of cleaning, I was ready for bed, but my comforter wasn't quite dry yet. I decided I didn't want to wait, so I went down to the basement, where I had a group of blankets that I hadn't quite washed yet that were sitting on the basement floor. I decided I would grab one from the pile and just sleep with it for the night. So I quickly run down to the basement and I grab one of the blankets and I pull it super fast so the whole thing comes up into my arms. As I do this, there's a vision of a man who was getting up from the blanket as if I had just pulled it out from underneath him. He gave me the stare that I will forever remember. And he quickly walked towards the corner of the room. The corner of the room was just shoe racks and there was nothing else there. I was in shock. I could see his face. I could see his hat. I could feel him brush past me, but there was nothing in the corner of the room. It's been nearly 6 years, and while people say I was tired or it was my imagination, I believe that something or someone still remains within the walls in Springtime Acres.
Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton wishes you a happy and safe Halloween. Our next Spook Night feature is being brought to you by McDonald's of Adrian and Hudson.
In the 90s, I was a student at Siena Heights. I moved into the dorms to enjoy college life. I was on the second floor and shared a room with someone I didn't know. He and I got along great, and it was the perfect roommate situation. As people from Lenawee know, Siena Heights is attached to the Adrian Dominican Convent. There were always rumors of campus being haunted from sisters who had passed over the years. We were all tough guys and would laugh it off and even try to mess with each other occasionally. Some late nights, we would drink some beers and bravely walk through the cemetery on campus. It was early in the year, and we figured we would dispel any actual ghost rumors. So in tough guy fashion, we did everything possible to mock these rumors and put ourselves in the scariest situations. Fast forward to late semester, before the holidays, and all of a sudden, our dorm room door would randomly open on its own. I can remember studying one night, and my roommate was at the library. I was focused on a book because I had a tough exam the next day. My door slowly opened, and I turned to look. There was no one there. I remember shouting, "You can't scare me," but no one ever came in. I got up and looked out, and there were a couple people walking down the hall, so I figured it was just someone playing a joke. I closed the door and got back to studying. Probably at least a half hour later, the door opens again. I quickly got up and ran to the door, but there was no one around. I still knew someone was messing with me. But I figured there was no way there was a ghost, so this time I locked the door as I shut it. I figured this way, no one, other than my roommate with a key, could open the door. Less than 10 minutes later, my door opened again. My heart fell into my feet. There was no one there, and I didn't hear a key. I got up and walked over to the library to find my roommate to see if he was messing with me. When I got to the library, I found him at a table with his books spread out and completely oblivious to everything happening back in our dorm room. At this point, I was worried. He could tell something was wrong, but assumed it was family or bad news of some sort. I explained to him about the door, and he laughed it off and thought I was crazy. He ended up coming back to the room, but of course, the door stopped opening that night. A few days later, I went home to have dinner with family and my grandparents that were visiting. When I returned late that evening, my roommate was hanging out in front of the community space listening to music. The same thing had happened to him, and he was afraid to explain it to any of our friends. That next morning, we told our RA and asked what we might be able to do. Well, rooms were full. The RA acted as if we were crazy. Siena staff assured us the building wasn't haunted, and other students and friends were messing with us. Throughout my freshman year, lots of weird noises could be heard in our room, and our door would often open on us, both locked and unlocked. We got used to it and just stopped talking about it. My roommate and I never saw what one friend described as glowing circles on the wall, but he swears they were there and wouldn't disappear. That friend always refused to hang out in our room with us. Walk through campus at Siena, you get that feel that someone is watching you. Find our old room and you might find out some spirit actually is watching. We were able to get a new room during our second year, and the new students who moved into our old room had similar experience. It is nearly 30 years later, but I can't imagine those ghosts have gone anywhere.
McDonald's of Adrian and Hudson wishes you a happy and safe Halloween. Our next Spook Night feature is brought to you by Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton.
Which story do I begin with? I have several, all dealing with our current home. We'll set things down and have it disappear only to find it the same place later in the day. The most memorable, I believe, is the time I was woken in the middle of the night by being poked in the arm by something ice cold. I woke my husband, thinking it was him, only to find he had fallen asleep with food in his mouth. I believe the spirit woke me to save my husband from choking. I have also seen a man dressed in blue jeans and a white t-shirt with the sleeves rolled up, like in the 50s style. He had dark hair. And then there was a time my sons were sharing a room. One night my older son was already in bed watching TV when the door opened and closed, and what he thought was his brother walking across in front of the TV and climbing into bed. When he asked his brother to shut off the TV and got no answer, he got up to find no one was there. Just a few of the things that have happened in our home over the years.
Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton wishes you a happy and safe Halloween. This Spook Night feature is being brought to you by McDonald's of Adrian and Hudson.
My parents loved Christmas shopping. One year, while out shopping, Dad came across a toilet paper roll holder that he had to have. It wasn't just any holder, though. This toilet paper holder plays the classic song, "We Wish You a Merry Christmas," accompanied by some comical fart noises when it spins. We all got a huge kick out of the practical addition to our family restroom, especially when guests would come over. Dad passed a few years later, but his sense of humor still lives on. The toilet paper roll holder that brought us so many laughs was stored in a storage bin in the bathroom for years, untouched. One night, I went in to do my daily business and catch up on my social media. I was quietly scrolling along, and all of a sudden, the toilet paper roll started singing. We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. My heart skipped a beat. I felt all the blood rush from my body. I was frozen. I sat completely still, waiting for the music to stop. But it didn't stop. It kept playing over and over again. Remember, the music was only supposed to play when the roll was spinning. I quickly finished my bathroom session and I headed for the door. I heard the music stop. This hasn't happened again since, but I can clearly say this incident scared the literal poo out of me. I'm hoping it was just Dad and his silly shenanigans.
McDonald's of Adrian and Hudson wishes you a happy and safe Halloween. This Spook Night feature is being brought to you by Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton.
I've been a Michigan resident my entire life, but about 8 years ago, I moved to this community, and I moved into a house that was 175 years old. I've always been a believer in ghosts. Not that I think that they're at every house, but with a house that's 175 years old, there has to be something, right? As I met my neighbors and people in the community, and they figured out where I lived, they would tell me there are many legends of ghost stories in that home. Since I was a believer in ghosts, I never really worried about it too much. I lived there for a few months before I even began to notice anything at all. It started with simple things. I would read a book the night before, I'd put it on the table next to my chair, and by morning, it was moved to the dining table. I had some knickknacks that I would sit on an old desk just used for decoration in the corner of the room. Oftentimes, just one knickknack would be moved to another shelf. I lived alone, and I couldn't go through coffee very quickly, so I kept my coffee grounds in the refrigerator. So every night before bed, I would take out what I needed for morning, and I'd set it on the counter. Some mornings, not every morning, the coffee grounds would be moved to the other side of the counter. For a while, I just thought I was crazy, I had moved them, and I'd forgotten. But once you realized it was not only the coffee grounds, but the book you were reading, and even your knickknacks, you know it must be something else. So I started to pay closer attention, because it felt like somebody was living there with me. There were many nights that as I would walk the stairs to go to bed, it felt like somebody was right there, breathing next to me, You could almost feel the brush of a person rush past you to beat you up the stairs. But I never saw anything. Until one night, like every other night, I was reading in my chair before bed. And across the room, I could see my cat, who was staring toward the door, as if he could see something. I called out to my cat to try to get him to turn and look at me, but he just kept staring in that same direction. After all the other experiences I had had, with things moving and occasionally feeling like someone was there with me, I got in the pit of my stomach this feeling that I needed to get up and go look to see what my cat was staring at. As I looked toward the door, standing next to my bookshelf, there was a figure of a man who had been staring back toward my cat, but turned and glanced my direction. My entire body froze, and while I wasn't sure what to do, the only thing that came to mind was to say hello. It felt like an eternity, but after I finished my hello, the figure of the man nodded his head back at me and then slowly faded away. Never again did I see a person or a figure, but things would often move, and I would often get the feeling that someone was there, but never to threaten me. The home was 175 years old, so from that day forward, I shared my home with the spirits that decided to remain.
Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton wishes you a happy and safe Halloween. Our next Spook Night feature is being brought to you by McDonald's of Adrian and Hudson.
One December before Christmas break, one of my friends suggested we drive to their family's cottage where we could all just unwind before final exams and the much-needed winter break. As we drove up to the cottage, it was picturesque. Snow softly falling, beautiful trees surrounding the property, frozen lake illuminated by the cottage exterior lights. It was just what we needed. Think of a Thomas Kincaid painting. As cliched as it sounds, his family had been coming up to this lake for a number of years and had only recently, within the past five or so, purchased this place from an elderly couple that has passed and had lived there their entire lives. Throughout his childhood, they would always pass by this house and remark that it was haunted. Since the folks that lived there were retired, they weren't as active as other lake dwellers, and being that their home sat a little further off the water and was canopied by trees, it always seemed to be in the shadows and never in the sun, which gave it that additional spooky-looking feel. When the couple did ultimately pass, his family purchased it with the intention of building a more modern lake house in its stead. But I digress. So we pull into the driveway and trudged up the walkway through 6 inches of soft, powdery snow. Once we got inside, we immediately started to unload our groceries and start the dinner process, of which I was in charge of. The place was cozy, warm, and something you'd expect an older person's home to look and feel like. A fire was started, warming the place, and I had just started cooking some steak and shrimp in the kitchen. As college kids, you can imagine the excitement and luxury we felt when we opened the freezer and saw it was stocked with steaks, shrimp, chicken. We'd been living on mac and cheese, so this was something we were even more excited about. I had just mixed a drink, fire was warm, the radio was on, we couldn't have been happier. To set the scene and layout of the property, the house was sitting about 50 yards from the water and on a slight hill. The nearest neighbor was over a half mile away, and the drive up was about 300 yards from the road, so we were nestled back in relative isolation. There had also been a steady snowfall that evening, so there's about 6-8 inches of snow surrounding the house and covering the deck. So if, let's say, a squirrel had walked up the house, its tracks would have been easily seen, as the exterior lights illuminated the entire exterior. Even central lights were installed along the sidewalk. We felt as safe as one could be. It was nearing 9 p.m. and we were starting to really feel it and unwind. We poured another drink and the food was nearly done. The smell of cooked steak wafted through the house. We all had these smiles on our faces knowing we were living the life while the other guys back at school were living on top of each other and dealing with the nightly chaos only a gaggle of college boys living under one roof can create. The juxtaposition was stark and we couldn't have been happier. Dinner was nearing being finished and the police's "Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic" was on the radio. This was 1994, so it was no iPod, just a radio. We were old school and tuned in to the local radio station. The days when you felt that extra tingle when the station played a song you loved, like you and the DJ were on the same page with what good music is. We were feeling it right when the song was feeling it too. We cranked the volume and started dancing around. Life couldn't get any better. A nice buzz, a great meal on the way, and a cozy tucked away cabin. Holidays on the way. A roaring fire. As a young man who grew up modestly, it was one of those moments until it wasn't. As we cranked the volume up, we'll just say pretty loud, we heard the three loudest knocks on the back door. It stopped us, right in our tracks. It was so obvious someone was at the back door, we all just stared at each other with scared, confused looks. Who in their right mind was out on a winter night and at our door? Who could we possibly be disturbing? A chill ran through me immediately, because no matter who was at the door, it wasn't a good thing. My friend, whose family owned the place, ran to the back door and came roaring back with a look of sheer terror on his face and said, "Someone's in the house." The back door was slightly open, and someone had slipped in the house. I can't describe the fear that gripped me. We panicked and froze. What should we do? Grab the fireplace poker? A kitchen knife? What was this person's intention? What were they armed with? Why hadn't they knocked and announced their presence only to slip in a hiding place? I can't stress how loud the knocks on the door were. It wasn't one of those, "did you hear that" moments. It was a needle off the record moment when you all arrive at the same thought at the same time and realize something bad is about to happen. We all caught our breath and did a room-to-room search armed with household items. By the time we got back to the main room with the fireplace, we glanced outside to see where the snow tracks originated from, expecting to see snow prints from the road or, heaven forbid, the woods. We were stunned to find that the snow was undisturbed. The back deck, where the door was slightly open, showed no sign of anyone that had walked up. The steps, the deck itself, the walkway leading up were all covered with the 6 to 8 inches of fresh snow. No one had approached the house from any direction. What the heck was going on here? Whatever it was, there was no person in the house. We were stuck in a cabin with something that was very upset about us disturbing them. We quickly all surmised that the old couple that had once lived there wasn't happy about their nightly routine being replaced with loud music and dancing kids. This insight offered us a little comfort. After we finished dinner, we all slept in the master bedroom on the same bed. The idea of being alone and disturbing whatever lurked in the house was too frightening. The night came and went without incident, almost if the ghost had made its point and was smug in knowing how much we were afraid. In the morning, we packed up and drove out of there in a hurried manner. In the daylight, we all looked back at the snow surrounding the house. It was as pristine as the night before. Not a flake seemed out of place. I will never forget those three knocks.
McDonald's of Adrian and Hudson wishes you a happy and safe Halloween. Our next Spook Night feature is brought to you by Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton.
I've never been a brave, scary movie watcher, and I still avoid them. Probably because one late night I was driving on the north of Adrian on Tipton Highway. It was a moonless, very dark night, and I came up upon a glowing, wavering figure on an almost see-through tractor. It was no sound a normal tractor would make. I followed it for a ways because I was going really slow, and I was so scared and couldn't figure out what I was really seeing. I finally got up the nerve and stepped on it to go around it, and as I passed it, I saw nothing. And I pulled back in and looked in the rearview mirror. There was still nothing there.
Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton wishes you a happy and safe Halloween. This Spook Night feature is being brought to you by McDonald's of Adrian and Hudson.
One quiet night, while nestled in our beds, we heard a strange sound coming from the baby monitor. I got up to go in and check on the baby. All seemed fine, so back to bed I went. A few minutes later, more unexplained noises. Not loud or alarming sounds, but enough to wake us and spike our curiosity. My husband went in to investigate to see if he could find anything. After reassuring everything was sound, we were able to go back to bed. A few weeks later, one of the baby's toys started talking through the monitor. We went in and found the toy and removed it from the toy box. This toy requires you to push hands or the tummy for sounds and songs. A few minutes later, it started playing music. We went back in and took the batteries out. My husband joked and said, "If that thing goes off again, we're getting a hotel room." I wasn't joking, though. If that thing went off again, we were leaving. We experienced several happenings after that night. Lights were flickering, weird noises. As the baby grew and started talking, he would say things that made us believe he was talking to someone, only no one was there. Maybe he was just playing make-believe. One night from his crib, we heard him say, "Okay, bye," but no one was there. The scariest night was when he was a little bit older. He was now sleeping in a big boy bed. He woke up with an awful scratch down his cheek that was deep enough to scar him. There was nothing sharp in his bed, his nails were not long, but it really freaked me out. He has no recollection of these incidents and never speaks of it. We no longer live in that house, but I swear that room was haunted, and my son was connected to that ghost in some way or another.
McDonald's of Adrian and Hudson wishes you a happy and safe Halloween. This Spook Night feature is being brought to you by Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton.
It was a cold fall day. I remember it perfectly. I was so excited to be moving into my new apartment. I spent the entire day unloading boxes, getting everything organized, and setting up my room. While I knew I was going to live in a little bit of clutter for a while, I wanted my room to be perfect. I spent the day organizing it. I decorated it. I made it exactly how I wanted. As I was organizing throughout the day, moving around the house, I always had this feeling someone was watching me. It just so happened, due to everyone else's schedules being filled and me moving in kind of unexpectedly, that I was doing it all alone. There was no one around, yet I still had this feeling someone was watching me. But you know how you can get when you're alone and you're in a new place, your mind can begin to play tricks on you. So I chalked it up to my mind was playing tricks on me. After a long day of listening to the radio and unpacking boxes, I felt like I had done enough for the day. And since my room was organized, I could begin to fall asleep. Now, I've always been someone who sleeps on the outside of my bed, closest to the door. It's been a habit since I moved from a twin bed as a child. I turned off the radio, I turned off all the lights throughout the house, and I went into my room and got my bed prepared for me to go to sleep. I turned off the light, and as I got into bed, I felt what was like somebody else got into bed on the other side. I immediately panicked. I jumped out of bed quickly. I ran to the light, turned it on, to see nothing there. Now again, I'm alone. I felt like my mind was already playing tricks on me, and I just wasn't sure. Is it me? Or is there something in here truly watching me? After a few minutes of heavy breathing and just wondering if I was gonna be able to go back to sleep, I had talked myself down. I realized it's a new place, it's new smells, it's a new experience, and I'm probably just imagining what felt like somebody got into bed with me. I turn off the light again, and I slowly get into bed. And as I lay there, I feel something else slowly get into bed with me. I could feel the bed sink down as if the weight of a person was there. So I slowly moved out of the bed. And I tiptoed over to the light and quickly turned it on. And I could see the impression of the bed slowly lift, but there was no one there. I didn't hear footsteps, and I didn't hear the bed make any noise whatsoever. But I could perfectly see the imprint lift up as if the person had stood. That night, I moved to the couch. I couldn't sleep in my bed for quite a while. While I did end up living in that apartment for a couple years, I knew someone was always watching me.
Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton wishes you a happy and safe Halloween.